This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's foreign minister, Israel Katz, said on Saturday that a planned incursion into the southern Gaza city of Rafah would be suspended should a deal emerge to secure the release of Israeli hostages held by Hamas. Saying the release of the hostages is the top priority for us, the female and male hostages. If there is a deal, we will do a deal. The comments came as international mediators pushed for a deal to achieve a ceasefire in the 6 months of devastating fighting on Gaza and the release of Israeli hostages taken during the October 7th Hamas assault that sparked the war. AP correspondent Rican Garcia reports on the killing of an Iraqi social media influencer.
Iraqi authorities are investigating the killing of a well-known social media influencer who was shot by an armed motorcyclist in front of her home in central Baghdad. Kufran Mehdi Sawadi, known as Fahad on TikTok and Instagram, was popular for her dancing videos and was followed by tens of thousands of people. An Iraqi security official said that the attacker opened fire as Sawadi parked her car in front of her house, killing her, then took her phone and fled the scene. Fahad isn't the first well-known social media figure to be killed in central Baghdad. Last year, a content creator known as Nor BM was also fatally shot in the city. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Security is tight around a military base in southwestern Cambodia day after a huge explosion there killed 20 soldiers, wounded others, and damaged nearby houses. The Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Manet said in a Facebook post that he was deeply shocked when he received the news of the blast and ordered compensation to be paid to the victims' families. It wasn't clear what caused the explosion. This is VOA News. Russia has launched a barrage of missiles against Ukraine directed at energy facilities. The energy minister said facilities in the south of the country and in the west had been attacked. A psychiatric hospital was damaged and one person was wounded after Russia launched an attack on Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv. Meanwhile, Russia said its air defense systems had intercepted more than 60 drones over the southern Krasnodar region. U.S. President Joe Biden delivered an election year roast on Saturday night at the annual White House Correspondents Association dinner as protesters outside criticized his support for Israel's war against Hamas. 81-year-old Biden used the annual black tie event to chide his Republican rival, 77-year-old Donald Trump, for immaturity, poke fun at his own advanced age, and take on the Washington press corps. In a serious moment, he made a plea to journalists.
He tells supporters he is their revenge and retribution. When in God's name have you heard of another president say something like that? And he promised a bloodbath when he loses again. We have to take this seriously.
This year, the event was hosted by Saturday Night Live cast member Colin Yost. Residents of a village in Kenya are trying to come to terms with their loss after a truck carrying a group of people overturned in a swollen river Friday. Reuters' Trevor Coral.
A large group of people boarded a truck in hopes of being ferried across a swollen river in Makueni on Friday. As it moved across the river, the truck was suddenly overwhelmed by the powerful currents. People fell into the water as it tipped over and were carried away as onlookers rushed to the riverbank. James Mutuku was an eyewitness and is a relative of one of the victims. There were two trucks. I was in the one that went ahead, he says. Our truck crossed without any issues, and once we got to the other side of the river, we heard screams.
That's Reuters correspondent Trevor Coral. Thousands rallied for a second day across Australian cities Sunday, urging tougher laws on gender violence with the Prime Minister Anthony Albanese speaking at a rally in Canberra.
And this is a national crisis.
The rallies were spurred by a wave of violence against women that the government says has seen a woman killed every 4 days in Australia this year. The rallies also followed a mass stabbing in Sydney this month that killed 6 people, including 5 women. The United Nations says Sudanese paramilitary forces are encircling the only capital they haven't captured in the Western Darfur region, warning that an attack would have devastating consequences for the city's 800,000 inhabitants. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.